am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.
Yes, we're fulfilling our own destiny. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great big vast world of ours. Believe it or not, I am Cindy Freeman, your host, with a little bit of a foggy, froggy, grumbly throat today. Believe me, it has nothing to do with a mood or an attitude, because I always know that wherever I am, whatever I'm doing, Spirit is in charge, and therefore I can only do what is there in the moment. So I apologize for being a little bit late jumping on the air here. We do have already a house full of people apparently looking for replays to come after the interview with Deborah. So I thank you for holding in. This is Purpose Talk Radio. It's Monday, 23rd, 2018. Deborah Lightheart. Interestingly enough, you know, I've known this woman for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years, figure that out later, and I have never, ever heard her anything. You know, she's mellow, and it is absolutely great. So I am glad to introduce her to you in a little bit. I understand that there are so all I can suggest, folks, is that you keep refreshing, you keep trying to get in. I haven't even been able to get into it yet. So it went like that for a few days with other shows. So there's not a lot I can do about that, except just keep trying, and hopefully at some point it will allow us to get in, and we can actually start a chat over there. That's one thing. The other one is this Talk Radio Conversations, where there soon will be a pin to the top of the page that is the thread for today's show. Please feel free to either put questions in the chat room, Blog Talk Radio, or the one Purpose Talk Radio Conversations on Facebook, or if you have questions or later would like a reading, you can call in at 347-205-9074, again, 347-205-9074. If you are calling in or are in on Skype, please just press 1, and we will know that you are. Are you there? Deborah?
Cindy? Can you hear me?
Oh, there we go. I know I can, yes. There we go.
Okay. I have actually, I could only hear about 10% of what you just said. I'm having a really, we have a really bad connection. Can you hear me at all?
Yeah, I can hear you fine now.
Okay, it seems a little better now. I heard that whole sentence, so yay. All right, maybe it was just my phone. I don't know.
Somebody, like I said, part of the problem is we can't get into the chat room. Chat rooms via but welcome, and I thank you for your presence too. I'm glad you are around. I just lost Deborah. Okay. Well, hopefully she will be calling back in. I guess it was her phone. Excuse me. So hopefully she will call back and talk to us very soon. What I can do is tell you a bit about Deborah in the meantime. And hopefully she'll be able to check in there. She is looking up the curtain here. Let's try this again, Deborah.
Hi, Cindy. I just hung up and tried to call back because I thought maybe we'd have a better connection. Yeah. But I'm still having a lot of trouble hearing you. So hopefully, you know, maybe we can get through a few things and maybe it'll improve after we talk a little bit.
Yeah, we'll see what happens if he does it through the chat room and comment on the person knows his voice. Mice may have something
to
do with it.
Cindy?
Yes. Are you there?
I'm really sorry, but I can't hear anything you're saying.
And if you can't hear me because of my voice and the volume to it, what else is going on? I can't really check anything that's talked up here. Again. So let me just try this here and see what
I can hear that you're talking, and I hear little pieces of words, but I really just can't hear enough to even know what you said. So I'm sorry. Should I maybe try to call back in a different way? Should I try to come back in through Skype or something?
No, just stay. Say I would. We'll get this up.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Just stay on.
Okay. I heard that.
Okay. I'm trying to call in now. Please be pinned with those who you are on the line. I see there's listening. Hopefully you can hear me. And the person's got attitude here as well. Okay. Let's see here. And fun up to now. This is bizarre. Let's see, we can play our song over again. How we'll do that and make that kill some time here while I'm trying to call it. We'll
I
play
just
our
wanted
theme.
To let you know. Okay.
I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling.
Well, let's see. Now Deborah has dropped again. So I don't know what we got here. But I will pull in on my phone. Hello,
Deborah.
Let's see if it gets a little better on my phone as opposed to the Skype system.
But of course, I can't echo back right now. So that's next. That's the problem we got to deal with.
Deborah, are you there? I am still here.
I can barely understand you. It's just breaking up a lot. And I did get a message from another friend of mine who was trying to listen in too, and she said she couldn't understand anything that you were saying either. So it wasn't just me.
I don't know if it's a little bit. So I'll put myself on hold here. And
let's see. Okay, let's try this once. Is this any better at all?
It seems like it. I think so. I can hear like a few words here and there or a few syllables here and there, but it breaks up so much it's hard to hear a whole sentence.
Okay, well, now I'm on my phone. as opposed to Skype.
Yeah, that seems much better. I could hear the whole sentence both times.
Okay, well, let's try this. I have, part of it is I have no voice, so maybe it's just not carrying over Skype properly for some reason
that
or
could
another.
Be. That could be. Now that you're on the phone, I can hear you very well.
My foggy, groggy voice.
It's all sexy and Demi Moore.
Like I said, I've never heard you get anywhere riled at all, so it's pretty funny. You know, you just sit there nice and calm, and I'm going, oh, no, what do I do? So,
okay,
cool.
But I can hear you now, so I think that we're finally going to be on.
Okay, well, let's try this one more time. I'll start kind of from the beginning here so that people can maybe hear me, then we'll see what happens.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Today we are, for those of you who hear the scratchy voice, I apologize for the delay, and please hold on here. We are going to do readings after the interview with Deborah, and Deborah Leshart is our guest today, and she will talk to us about the purpose of this whole show, actually, how to find your purpose. You know, we have various people that give you tips one way or another, various things that you can do, various processes. And I'll actually officially introduce Deborah in just a moment. But there are a couple ways that you can get a hold of us. One is if the Blog Talk Radio Facebook page, Blog Talk Radio page decides that it wants to let us in, we can talk on there. It does have its moments, and one of them is now where that's not logging in either. Now, several of us had this problem the last couple of days on another show we listen to regularly. So hopefully we'll eventually get to that show or that part of it. In the meantime, otherwise, soon on the Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, there will be a thread pinned to the very top of the screen and the page in which we will have a discussion about the show. I will probably post some things that are pertinent. And also that stays up throughout the week so that anyone listening to the archives of the show can comment in there as well, because once Blog Talk Radio closes, once this episode closes, there is no place for you to comment on the show itself other than on that Facebook page. So today is June 23rd, 2014, and the song that you heard, too, is I Am Who I Am by the group True Trinity. And that is Rachel Martinez, Julian Clark, and myself. And as I attempted to say, I am your host, Cindy Freeman, and we are going to be speaking with Deborah Leinart. So once again, Deborah, welcome.
Thank you, Cindy. Thank you so much for having me on the show today.
Thanks. So I'd like to tell you folks a little bit about Deborah, and then we'll do some interviewing, and then we'll get into some readings for you folks. And she gave me a very short bio, but I know a little bit, sneakily know a little bit more about her, so I'm going to put in a little bit of extra stuff that I'd like her to talk about. But Deborah has been a professional intuitive reader, an energy healer, an ordained minister, and a Reiki master. She has owned her own business for a while, one that she kind of designed, envisioned, and created. It was called Veronia Wellness Organization. It was a co-op that allowed healing and health professionals to join together in a facility and work together. She's been able to continue that now virtually as well as since the brick-and-mortar building has closed. That was just one of Deborah's things. She also has been I believe you have homeschooled your children, correct, Deborah, along the way as well?
Yes, I do.
So,
I do.
Has been able to run the business essentially as a single parent for most of that time. Deborah has, over the years, Deborah has offered readings to help people know what they expect from their world and how to move through it. Now, her primary focus is on transforming energy patterns within you to help you change the world around you. It's that she's heard several times that she was supposed to change her direction and has been luckily and gratefully able to do that and still been able to function into what she believes is her purpose. So welcome officially to Purpose Talk Radio, Deborah.
Oh, thank you so much, Cindy.
One of the things that I ask all of our guests is, how did you come to know, obviously you've had various stepping points and changing your vision and changing your purpose. So So what were some of those points in life that caused you to make those changes, or what caused you to know what your purpose was?
Well, I have to say, my purpose sort of evolved. I went through a period of time where I was really into heavy meditation, connecting with my angels and spirit guides, and really doing a lot of personal healing and personal growth work. And one of the things that I would ask, my angels and my spirit guides to reveal to me is what it is that I'm meant to do. You know, what is my purpose here? And one of the message that I got back in meditation was that I needed to start an alternative health center. And so this was probably, oh my goodness, it was probably 18 years ago that I got this message or this image or vision. And so I held on to that, and I took some business classes. And at the time, I had two children, and I was single. And so I had my two little kids, and I would take these business development classes at Women's Business Initiative Corporation in, I believe it was downtown Milwaukee. And after I took the classes and I really got a little more clarity, I realized I didn't feel I had what it took to begin to build a business at that time. You know, I didn't feel confident in asking people to invest their money into, my project and my plan at the time. So I kind of let that dream rest, the dream to open the wellness center. I kind of let that dream rest for a while. And I began just doing private one-on-one work, doing energy healing in the beginning, and then graduating into doing more and more intuitive work, working with the tarot cards and doing more one-on-one. I began working in different places and different venues and kind of building a clientele base. So I spent a number of years doing that until I want to say it was probably about 9 years ago. I was actually looking for a home for my family and looked at a piece of real estate that had a really beautiful acre of land that was just completely encircled in trees. There was like a small little pathway you could walk through. And as I stepped onto this property and I walked into the circle of trees, I just felt this rush of energy come up through me from the earth. And I felt, wow, I forgot that I was supposed to open this alternative health center. So, that was my purpose. That was my mission. And I forgot about it because I was so busy raising my family and taking care of life. And so I had set that dream aside, and I suddenly remembered it. And sort of every fiber of my being woke up and went, yes, you have to do this. And so I began kind of formulating what it is that I'd want to build, what I'd want to offer, how I'd want to help people, and, kind of began navigating in that direction. And after a couple years of planning and preparing, I did open up a center in Germantown, Wisconsin, and operated that center for a couple of years. And after being there for about, 2 years, I just realized that it just took a lot more than I felt like I was able to give at that time. So we got notice from the landlord there that they were going to need the space, and I had a decision to make. Did I want to continue pursuing this dream, keep pouring my heart into it, or did I want to change directions with my career? And I decided at that time I really needed to be more with my family. And so I let the center close and began focusing more on my private practice. So I feel like, kind of in defining purpose for myself, I don't feel like there was any one singular purpose, unless you want to encompass the whole idea of healing. I would say that everything I do is related to healing on some level. The opening of the center, the running of my private practice, all the different services and classes and workshops and things that I teach, everything revolves around healing. So if I were going to pick a central purpose, it would be just to bring healing, to myself and to others. But initially, when I began my spiritual journey, I thought, this center was my purpose. And so I kind of pursued that and then, sort of took some detours here and there And I actually think that, you know, at another point in time, you know, maybe 10 or 20 years from now when my children are older, I may pursue building another center, you know, but for now I'm using, you know, my singular purpose of healing as my way of helping, you know, helping myself, helping the world, helping each person I come into contact with. So I guess my purpose itself, I had initially a great focus, and then I just kind of watched as life took its own course and the universe unfolded different things for me. And I just sort of looked at them all and went, oh, okay, well, I'll add this in the mix and, you know, I'll take this right turn and this left turn and maybe this U-turn, you know, and just continued on my path.
So were there specific people who helped you guide through your decisions, or was it more, like you said, like the angels and the spirit guides that were part of that?
For the most part, I am a very self, sort of self-directed or self-connected person. So I really don't, even though I do a lot of intuitive work and I do a lot of readings for others, I really don't get a lot of readings from other people. I've had some people who've offered me little tips of wisdom and insight and advice along the way, which have really brought me a lot of inspiration and really kind of opened my perceptions, my understandings, my awareness of the world. But I couldn't say really that I've looked to anyone else for advice or guidance on what to do with finding my purpose or achieving my dreams. It's more just looking toward, you know, toward my angels and guides and looking within, you know, and finding out what is it that I feel I have to offer, what is it that I have to give. And really, I feel like, what am I most excited to share with the world? You know, I feel like there's a lot in the, when you really love doing something and you're really passionate about it and you feel really good about what you're sharing with the world, I feel like there's like a little bit of heaven or a little bit of, you know, joy, you know, in that feeling. And so as you share, you know, whatever gift or whatever talent or skill you have, and you do it with your heart and you do it with your soul and you're passionate and excited about it, you know, I feel like that's the real gift to share with the world.
And that makes a lot of sense, you know. And when you get what you feel is your purpose, it's a lot easier to be balanced and, be able to get the emotions of the rest of the world off your back and just do what you're supposed to be doing, I think. So that's cool.
Oh, thank you.
So how did you come to do some of these readings? Because, you know, people say, you know, I ask all the readers the same question, you know, how does spirituality and / religion or the way that you've been grown up come to have you understand these gifts, so understand the angels, the spirit guides, those out there that are part of so predominantly a part of your life?
Well, that's a great question. I guess I'll start kind of at the beginning. When I was a little girl, I was about 11 or, you know, about 11, maybe 12 years old. My parents had a psychic come to the house to do readings for a party. So they invited a bunch of their friends over, family and friends, and they had a psychic come over. And the kids weren't allowed to be at the party, so my sister and I and my cousins, we had to go downstairs in the basement while the adults had the party upstairs. And I was just driven. Like, I had to see what a psychic looked like. I was just like, I made an excuse to just run in my room real quick and get my encyclopedias to do my quote homework that I wasn't even doing. So I make up an excuse. I walk past. I see the man sitting in the room. And I look down and I'm thinking, wow, well, he just looks like a regular guy. You know, and I get my encyclopedias and I go downstairs and I let them have the rest of the party. Later on, the party's over, everyone goes home, and I was going to bed, and my mom came to me and she said, you know, the psychic, he's not allowed to read children. It's not something he does. And I said, yeah, you know, that's why we had to stay downstairs. And she said, but when you walked past, he gave me a message about you. And so I wanted to come and tell you about it. And I said, oh, well, okay, what was it? And she said, well, he said that you have the gift like he does and that you will be helping many, many people in your lifetime through using that gift. And I thought, oh, my gosh, I'm 11, you know. And I'm like, wow, I'm gifted. I'm psychic. This is so great. So I sat down and I started doing all the typical, you know, fun psychic tricks like spoon bending and, you know, like trying to predict what card comes next and seeing if I can levitate something off the table. And I couldn't do any of that stuff, not a single thing. And so I remember, like, sitting there thinking, well, that psychic's got to be wrong because I can't do any of this psychic stuff at all, you know. And so I gave up and I stopped thinking about it. You know, I spent maybe, and then realized, like, oh, well, I can't do any of that cool stuff no matter how much I practice. So I'm just going to forget about it and go on with my life. And so I did. You know, I spent many years just, you know, going to school and kind of muddling my way through life, trying to figure out who I wanted to be and what I wanted to do when I grew up and, you know, all the typical questions that kids wonder about. And, you know, I had kind of dabbled in psychology and art, and that's what I ended up going to college for. I was enrolled as a psychology major with an art minor. So I kind of had a little bit of a feeling of what I wanted to do, but then life sort of got in the way. or I don't know if I want to say got in the way. Life changed my direction, is probably a better way to put it. You know, and I ended up going in a different direction and initially started my business as an energy healer. After my second child was born, I went through just a major spiritual awakening. It was like a lightning bolt came into my life after I had him, and I went through major, major transformation and change. So it's really dedicated to my spiritual practice, and I did a lot of fasting and a lot of meditating, and was really, really, you know, getting clear on what it is that I wanted to do with my life. And through that, understood energy healing. I came upon some books by Barbara Brennan. The first one called Hands of Light. I don't know, are you familiar with that book, Cindy?
No, I'm not.
Oh, okay, so just like, it just opened a whole new world for me. I got the book initially from the library, and then I loved it so much I had to buy a copy. And so, you know, I kind of fell into this book, I don't even remember how, a whole new world of awareness and understanding, and she's very scientific. You know, so she's very grounded and practical, not at all airy-fairy with the way she talks about energy healing. So it just made a lot of really logical, practical sense to me, and it just explained so much. So I initially actually got into doing energy healing, which is something, you know, that I kind of always, you know, kind of felt within me. But once I read her book, it's like it all just crystallized and clarified so much. So my business began first as an energy healer, and I was in business for about a year or so. And then I got pregnant with my third child and could not run energy anymore. There was something about the energy process that just did not work well while I was pregnant. And so I actually got sick every time I tried to put my hands on someone to, you know, to bring them healing.
Wow.
So I blacked out even a couple of times. You know, it was really scary for me. And I didn't understand what was happening exactly. And then sort of the process of becoming a reader happened kind of organically. You know, but it kind of blends into the storyline, I guess. So when I was 18, I was shopping with a friend of mine. He was buying toys for his kids, and we were at the Grand Avenue Mall. He had a toy store, and we're on break from work, and so we run over to the toy store and look around, and I said, oh, what are those cards back there behind the desk? And the guy says, oh, these are tarot cards. Tarot cards, what do they do? And he said, oh, well, you know, you use them for fortune telling. And I thought, well, that's kind of fascinating. So I bought the cards, took them home, started practicing, you know, and now we're 10 years later. So this is how this storyline weaves in here. Now we're 10 years later, third child, can't do energy healing. What am I going to do with my life now? And so I thought, okay, well, I had already been doing readings for family and friends and, you know, people in my life for about 10 years, had never thought of creating a business from it. My neighbor brought over, like, several people to read with me. So she had brought over, at this point, it was like her cousin's best friend's sister or something. And she comes over, and I don't know her at all, and we sit down and we do the cards, and she says to me at the end of the reading, she says, thank you so much for your help, Deborah. And I want to tell you, in my culture, we have to give you a gift for sharing your spiritual wisdom. She said, so I'd like to give you something. How much money would you like? And I thought, well, money, I've never thought of charging for this. And so she said, well, here, and she gave me $5. And I looked at that and I went, oh, well, maybe this is a new direction for me to go. And so I kind of checked in with myself, checked in with, you know, my angels and guides, and felt like, yes, this was the answer. This was the next piece of my journey. And so I began doing readings, and it kind of all evolved from there. You know, and so sort of like every step kind of leads to the next step. And I don't always know, you know, what's coming next, or I don't always know how things are going to shape up or, you know, move forward. I don't always know which way, even as a psychic, I don't always know which way the turns, when the turns are going to happen. But I feel like life kind of reveals those little answers to me just like in that moment. You know, she put the $5 down on the table and I went, oh, well, I guess this would be my next step then.
Well, interesting. So now you've come full circle and are doing a little of both? The cards and the readings?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. I've gone full circle in many, many directions.
So how has that happened?
So after I had been in business for a while as a reader, for anybody who's been a reader for a long time, if it's something you do full-time, like it can really wear you out. So after the first few years, I kind of, you know, dove in, and I did lots and lots of readings for lots and lots of people. And then I reached a point where I was starting to hit burnout, and I was getting really, I had a lot of migraines, I was feeling really, really stressed out, and it just got to be a little too much for me. So I began painting, and that, too, happened kind of organically. I took my kids on vacation, and we were sitting, you know, beside the pool. They were swimming, and we had picked up some paints just to kind of keep busy and do things while they were, you know, while we're on vacation. We had picked up some little paints from the dollar store or something, and I was sitting next to the pool, and I started painting pictures of angels just because it's what came to me and it's what I felt like doing. And as I painted the pictures, a woman walks past and she says, oh, my gosh, that's beautiful. I said, oh, thanks. And she said, well, you know, are you selling those? And I said, well, I hadn't thought of it, but, you know, I could. She goes, well, I'd love to buy one, you know. And so I just sold it to her for $5 right there on the spot. So, again, it's another $5 payment to launch another new piece of my career. So really kind of a lot of the things that I ended up doing really weren't necessarily planned pieces, you know. They were more things that kind of happened organically and just sort of sparked on their own. And so overall, yes, I've gone full circle in many directions. I have started as an energy healer. Headed into doing readings, felt burnt out in that, explored myself as an artist, and enjoyed some of that. And I was asked to begin teaching years ago because I did readings at a little shop in West Dallas called Seventh Ray Books and Herbs. And I was asked to teach classes and how to do tarot card reading there. So that was kind of my initial exposure to teaching. You know, but I've been doing workshops and facilitating retreats, you know, as well as building the Fronia Wellness Organization, which has now taken some turns too. So, yes, I have got a whole list of things that I have enjoyed, and the one common theme of all of them has really been my, you know, what I feel is my soul's purpose is to bring healing, you know, is to bring healing for me and to the world. So it kind of, there's a lot of different tools, a lot of different ways to share that, but it all comes back to kind of the same theme. Does that make sense?
Have you done, have you done anything with numerology to know what that five has to do with your life?
I have not done much with numerology, but I do know that I believe I've been told that I'm a three.
Okay.
So I don't know. I mean, the five could work in there somewhere, but I've been told that my personal number is a three.
Okay. Just curious, like you said, as you said, that five gal is in both cases that started, you know, those directions for you.
Yeah, that's pretty interesting, isn't it?
Must be curious. We've got a numerologist that was scheduled a couple weeks ago, and he had technical difficulties. He's scheduled for August 2nd now, so if you got the chance to call in, don't want to ask him. Just curiosity, if you're curious. So, anyway.
Cool.
So, how is there something you can suggest to our listeners that, obviously, other than to call in to you, which they're a couple of them to do, to get readings, to get their purpose, is there something that, you can suggest to them that they can do to learn about or to follow their purpose, find their purpose, which is the topic that we have for today?
Yeah, well, my biggest, I guess, suggestion or recommendation would really be just to listen to your own inner wisdom and your own inner guidance. You know, if you feel the certain direction is right for you, or if you feel like something feels like it would be good for you, to just really trust that. I feel like a lot of people try to look at their career or try to look at their life and try to choose the path that's going to make the most sense, or the path that's going to get them the most money, or the path that's going to, you know, so it's like they choose thinking about what it is that's really, you know, what it is they think is going to be a good thing for them, when really where it comes from is in your heart. And once you start sharing what's in your heart and you really trust yourself, you know, trust those little whispers from your own inner voice, trust those little inklings of your own intuition and let yourself really follow that direction. You know, I mean, a lot of people, you know, say to me, well, Deborah, you're so lucky. You know, you have a, you know, you have your own business and, you know, you get to do, you know, you get to work when you want and you work, you know, how you want. That's really lucky. You know, and there is a level of luck, you know, to some, you know, to most things. But really, it is just that I made the choice to listen to my inner whispers. I made the choice to listen to my inner calling, and I didn't let anything get in the way. So it's like I took this feeling or this message or this awareness, and I said, okay, well, I will follow this path no matter what, you know, and I put myself into that direction and let myself really be guided by my own guidance, if that makes any sense. You know, it's like really just listen to my own heart and do what it is that I feel, you know, drawn toward, you know. And initially it started off, you know, as a meditation and connecting to my angels. And that gave me an initial sense of purpose or awareness or understanding. But when I look at my life as a whole, you know, like all the pieces really sort of do fit together, you know, and it's just that, so overall, you know, my recommendation to people would be just really to listen to your own inner guidance, listen to your heart, don't be afraid to follow your dreams, you know, and once you find something that you're passionate about or that you feel purpose around, you know, and this is a question too that kind of comes up for a lot of people, they're like, well, Deborah, I feel so disconnected. I don't feel passionate about anything, you know, like I don't feel passionate about anything, so I could never know my purpose because I don't even know what I would enjoy, you know. And I want to say give yourself the freedom, you know, to explore. So give yourself the freedom to think outside of the box. Like if there were no, you know, limits, what would my ideal day look like? How would I want to spend my time? what kind of people would I want to work with, you know, and to start thinking about things like that, because that can lead you to your purpose, even if you may not be able to figure it out, you know, consciously. Does that answer your question?
Yes, sorry, I had to sneeze and I know part of it went over here, so I apologize, folks.
Oh, that's okay. I didn't know what was happening.
Yep, so I have time to mute myself here real quick.
Yes, it does answer the question.
So, thank you. So, is there anything specific that you wanted to share with our listeners beyond what we've just discussed?
Let me see if anything comes up. Well, one of the things that I'm very, very intuitively guided, like constantly, you know, and that's why I really don't have a lot of fear when my life changes direction, you know, because I don't need to hold on to, you know, any particular scenario or any particular outcome. I know that life is fluid, you know, like energy runs like a river, you know, that, you know, things can change and shift. And like we talked about earlier, you know, with my developing the Feronia Wellness Organization and, you know, building that community, you know, it's like, you know, that direction for me kind of flowed at that time, changed direction. And that's okay. You know, I have complete faith that no matter which direction I go, no matter what I do, you know, then I can end up being successful and then I can end up, you know, doing whatever it is that I'm meant to do in that particular situation. So I want to say, you know, once you get started, like say, for example, you have a dream to, you know, build a business, you know, and you want to start your own business and you want to share, you know, your own gifts and talents with the world, you know, to begin that process and know that between you, you know, and the universe, eventually you'll get everything all hammered out and ironed out. But things may not happen exactly as you envision them, you know, and to allow yourself to flow, you know, like a river and be fluid and just let yourself be guided to, okay, well, maybe this piece of my business didn't turn out quite the way I thought it was going to, you know, so what's next? You know, where do I go from here? You know, and to trust that you will be guided every step of the way. We all have guardian angels and spirit guides that watch over us, each and every one of us, whether you believe in them or not, whether you like them or not. You know, they're always there guiding us, watching over us, and helping us in every way possible. So through every twist and turn of my entire life, even the pieces where, you know, originally, and this is something I don't tell a whole lot of people, Cindy, because they will probably not understand it very well, but, you know, originally when I was a teenager, I was actually an atheist. My father was Catholic. My mother was Lutheran. We went to church here and there, and as I became a teenager, I just decided this was not for me. I did not want anything to do with religion. I didn't believe in God. You know, I was an atheist and, you know, kind of went in a whole other direction. Even at that point, when I thought of myself as an atheist and thought of myself as not being connected to a greater power, you know, even at that point, I was being guided by my angels to explore the tarot cards. So I'm 18 years old. I'm a, you know, an atheist, a self-proclaimed atheist. And, you know, I walk in and I get these tarot cards and I don't know what I'm going to do with them. You know, and then 10 years later, I'm using these tarot cards to help share spiritual wisdom and spiritual insight with people. And I looked up to my angels and I laughed and I said, well, that's so funny. Like, you know, how was it that I, you know, that I came to this, you know, all along? And they said, because we were guiding you even if you didn't think you were listening. Like, even if you didn't think that, you know, we were here. Like, we were guiding you the whole time. It's a really powerful understanding for me. See that no matter what we think, no matter what we do, our angels and our, you know, our guardian angels and our spirit guides are always watching out for our best interests, always wanting to help us grow and evolve and to shine our light and to share our gifts in the world. So to listen to, you know, your own angels and guides and really be in meditation and prayer, you know, to communicate with them, you know, and to help really trust that communication and that that insight that you pick up from them and allow yourself to be guided by it.
Yeah. And sometimes it's really hard to sit quietly enough to listen to that, you know, because we want our answer. We want it now. You know, we've come to this life of technology and everything in the moment and in the instant. And you're right. We've got to take the time to sit still and sit quietly enough to be able to hear what our angels and our guides have to tell us rather than just, you know, rushing around and expecting it to, as they say, land in our lap if we're not there ready to even receive it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, and one of the beautiful things in, you know, in some other cultures is that people make a sacred space or a sacred time, you know, to connect with Source in whatever way is right for you. So if you go to church or you go to temple or you go to a yoga studio or you go, whatever your particular way is to connect with the divine, you know, to create time on a regular basis to connect with Source instead of showing up, you know, been at this crummy job for 5 years and, you know, really hating my life and what am I going to do now, you know, and then show up and expect the answer to just pop right out. Well, you know, if you've spent 5 years kind of buried in busyness, you know, it might take a while to get to that still quiet voice within yourself, to that calm, you know, that calm water within that helps you reflect and reveal the truth within you. You know, so, yeah, absolutely, that quiet time is really important. Creating a sacred, you know, a sacred ritual, a sacred way to make that connection is also really important.
Right. So, okay, I want to give you an opportunity to let people know how to get a hold of you. But before we go into the readings, and before that, I want to give them a chance to call in. You've got a couple callers on the line. But for anyone who wants to call in, first of all, the chat room in Blog Talk Radio is still not working. Can't help it there. However, the thread is up pinned to the top of the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations Facebook page, so you're welcome to put anything that resonates with you, any questions in there as well. For those who want a reading or have a question for Deborah, or for me for that matter, on Living Your Purpose, please call in either on Skype, with the Skype button next to the phone number on the Blog Talk Radio site, or you can also call in at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074, and whether it's on Skype or on the phone, please press the number 1 so that we know you do want to ask a question. I will probably, even if you're just listening, if I don't know your number or know that you listen typically, I will probably pick it up anyway just to double check. But I'd rather know that you know you're calling in for a question. So would you let people know how they can get a hold of you, Deborah?
Oh, absolutely. It's very easy to find me. You can Google my name, Deborah Lightheart, or you can go to my website, deborahlightheart.com. All my contact information is right there. You can email me, you can call me, you can text me, you can social media with me. I'm very reachable, so absolutely people can find me very easily. And all my contact information is right on my website, deborahlightheart.com. And it's Deborah with the with an O, so it's D-E-B-O-R-A-H, and then Lightheart with no E in the heart. So it's L-I-G-H-T-H-A-R-T. So it's you know, kind of a unique spelling. But, yeah, that's how people can find me.
Is that a chosen name or is that a given name?
Actually, that is my name since I was 3 years old. My parents, my mother was single when she had me, and my father was in my father was in Vietnam. And so when he came back from the war, he found my mother and married her. And my name was changed from my mother's maiden name, which was Deborah DeVoe. I mean, my mother's maiden name was DeVoe. So my name was changed from Deborah DeVoe to Deborah Lightheart. And it's been Deborah Lightheart ever since.
Well, it fits your purpose and fits who you are. It's so cool.
Thank you. I got teased a lot because I was really depressed as a child. So I got teased a lot. And people were like, oh, Lightheart? You don't seem like a Lightheart at all. So it took me years to grow into my name.
Wow. And like I said, and I see that just, you know, so much so now that it's just like, you know, anywhere, you know, I've seen, you had a couple of events, I've, you know, read your newsletters and things like that. And if, you know, people are interested, Deborah does have a newsletter too that you can connect to as well. It's her online community. It's called Healers and Teachers and all that. You know, it's always, you know, yes, it's got the, some of the, what some people call the woo-woo, the psychic pieces of it and things like that, but it's all, it's always giving light to others. So, so I'm going to bring Carrie on and have her ask her question of you. And I'm going to go through a couple of these other calls, but Carrie does have a question about her purpose. Now, Carrie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from California.
Great. Well, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio. And you have a question for Deborah?
I do, actually. I was hoping to get a reading, but basically my question was answered both by Deborah and Cindy, mostly about, you know, finding that feeling that lights you up on the inside, and also, you know, the combination of just trusting that maybe it's not how you thought it was going to look. But I think I also am wondering if there's a message from my angels at some point that maybe the, you know, this is what we're trying to send you, as opposed to continually thinking, well, it could be this, because I feel like I'm a real idea generator, and any one of my ideas I could follow through with and, you know, make a living doing. But I think one question I have are, like, you know, what sort of messages would a person like me get from the angels to say, this is it?
I love that question, Carrie, because a lot of times people say, you know, well, Deborah, I don't know when my angels are talking to me. I don't know what, you know, how they speak to me. And really, it can be a little hard to know in the beginning because, you know, the truth sort of whispers, you know. Like, I wish that it would just, you know, hit us over the head and say, go this direction, you know. But the truth kind of whispers to us. You know, so, I mean, one thing to focus on, you know, is first of all, what, you know, what it is that lights you up, you know, what is it that you get passionate about, you know, what is it that you enjoy doing. And I have to be honest, there's some things that I have done throughout the course of my career that I wasn't particularly enjoying at the time, you know, and so there are some things that, you know, are important for us to walk through, important for us to learn, but what you really want to focus on is overall, what is it that makes you happiest? You know, what is it that brings you joy and excitement? Because when you share from that space, that's what's going to bring, you know, the joy and excitement to others. You know, like, have you ever had your hair done by somebody who really just loves their job, you know? And it's like you come in and they're like, oh, I just want you to look beautiful. And it's like they do a fabulous job. And you sit there and you just feel so good, you know, when you get your hair done, as opposed to somebody who's just kind of doing it for the money. You know, they just want to clip, 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 get you out of their chairs, they get the next person in. You know, it's a very, very different experience. You know, so when you share what it is that you're passionate and what you really love doing, the world, you know, and you find a way then, because sometimes people will say, well, gosh, Deborah, like, what I really love doing is this, but there's no way I can really make a lot of money at that. There is a way for you to make a lot of money at whatever it is you want. You know, there's a way for it to happen. It's just that sometimes you have to begin, start with the idea of doing what you love and sharing it from your heart. Like, when I started my business as a tarot card reader, you know, and I began my business, my parents thought I was nuts. They were like, you're never going to make any money at that. No one gets readings. No one's going to want this service. Like, what are you doing? You're crazy. You know, lo and behold, I built a business that has supported my entire, all my children, supported my, you know, supported my ex, supported me and, you know, all my kids. And I built that business on my own, you know, and, you know, it's something that a lot of people might look at that and go, oh, well, that's, you know, that's what you're kind of excited about. Like, how are you going to ever make money at that? But you can make money at anything. It's just a matter of finding what it is that brings you joy and happiness. Now, before, you know, that's just for answers from me, from Deborah. So let's see what your angels are guides want to share with you. So if you want to just take a little minute, I'm going to tune into you, Carrie, and just see what they want to share with you today. One of the things they're showing me is that part of the challenge for you is because you're an old soul and you have a lot of different skills and abilities. And like you said, you're an idea generator. You have a lot of different great ideas and great, you know, great directions that you could go because you have so many different skills and talents within you. But part of it is kind of slowing down a little bit and finding something that's going to integrate all those aspects of yourself. You know, something that's going to let you integrate all the different skills and talents you have into one. Because anytime you try to grow too much, like I see you kind of like a tree, you know, and it's like anytime your branches grow in one direction too heavy, you know, it'll start to tip the trunk over. So you're the kind of person who's got to grow a lot of different branches kind of almost simultaneously. So, you know, part of you is thinking, well, I want to just have only this branch and have that branch bring me in all the money, or I want to have only this branch. But because you're such an old soul, like your, you know, your tree is bigger, you know, and you have a lot of different branches and a lot of different skills and abilities. And, you know, so you kind of have to keep a lot of different irons in the fire in order to really feel, in order to really integrate all the pieces of you. So I get the feeling you're still kind of doing some integration work, still kind of looking at, okay, well, I do this, this, and this, and how do I bring that all together into one solid thing, you know? Or I do, you know, these five different things, and how do I create that into one cohesive, you know, program or one cohesive thing? So I see that you're still kind of integrating, but I get the feeling like the next image they show me is of, it looks like an egg cracking open, you know, so I get the feeling like you're giving birth to something new, you're breaking open something new. Oh, and it's so fascinating because you and I know we talked recently about the ego. I get this sense of like, almost like you're kind of cracking open and surrendering, you know, to the divine or surrendering to the universe. And in doing so, that's going to ease up a whole lot of the tension too. It's like as you're kind of letting go of your expectations and letting go of like, you know, how you, like we talked about earlier, how you want it to look or, you know, how you want it to be and just kind of relax into it, it's like that's when it's going to really blossom, you know. So I see like this sense of like this egg cracking open, you're giving birth to this new idea, new direction, new being that's going to integrate all these different aspects of yourself and really, you know, kind of help you be, you know, be who you want to be, or I don't, those aren't quite the right words, but do you know what I mean?
I do. It sounds wonderful.
Cool.
I like the imagery.
Doesn't that answer your question for you and your reading for you?
I think it does.
Okay, great. Well,
thank you for calling in.
And if you want to keep listening to the show, you can. Just press 1 so that I know you're off the host queue and I put you back on hold. Appreciate it. Thank you for calling in, Carrie. Okay, our next caller is Sandy. And Deborah, I should have actually asked you before I even did that. Were you ready to do the readings, or did you need a break of some kind? I apologize for that.
Oh, no, that's fine. No, that's fine. I'm sure that's why a lot of people are calling. Yeah, let's jump in.
All right, good. Thank you. Sandy has a question about her daughter. So, Sandy, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio, live with Deborah.
Hi. I'm calling from Neenah, Wisconsin. And my daughter is 35 weeks pregnant. We think she might be going into labor. And we're just wondering if there's any messages from our angels about that process and her becoming a mother again and maybe her purpose in life.
Okay. All right. And what is your daughter's name?
I'll never say it.
Angeline.
Did you say Anne? Is that what you said? Angeline?
Angeline. It's Angeline. Angel.
Angeline,
and then
okay.
I.
All right, wonderful. All right, let me just take a second. Okay. I feel like it might be a little longer yet before you deliver. You know, like obviously trust your doctor, midwife, whoever it is that you're seeing. But it feels like something may happen to slow things down a little so that it may not happen right away. Hold on 1 second. I keep getting the feeling that it might be like a little longer yet. You know, as I tune into the energy, it feels like almost like her body is beginning. I don't know if you're both on the line or not, so I don't mean to talk about her in third person. But it's almost like your body is beginning to get ready, you know, so like it's beginning to go in that direction. But I feel like something may slow things down, and I don't know if it's a choice that's made by the doctor or if it's a choice that just happens naturally by your body, but it feels like it may be a little while yet before you do actually have the baby. But I feel that the angels are choosing, they're definitely watching over you and definitely wanting to help keep things as smooth and safe and comfortable. I also get the sense or a presence of a female on the other side that may have been related to you. Do you have a grandmother on the other side, or is there somebody that you know that might be watching over you?
Yeah, we've been told two grandmothers actually are with her all the time, and her son, who's three, watching over him too.
Yeah, I get the feeling of a grandmother. I felt one for sure, but I'm guessing both are still there. But I feel the one for sure is wanting to say, like, almost like, let's slow things down a little. Let's take it easy. Like, we don't have to, you know, rush into the, you know, the baby coming right now. So I feel like there could be something that slows things down. But I feel overall that the sense of the presence of the grandmother or the grandmothers really helping to make things a little smoother and easier. And the other thing that I'm feeling for you, Angeline, is that, you know, sometimes you might wonder, am I going to have, like, what it takes to, you know, to be able to do all of this, you know, with two kids now, or, you know, am I going to, but I feel like you've got so much love and support on the other side, you know, watching over you. Like, there's really kind of nothing you can't do. You know, like, yes, I mean, it's going to be, you know, you'll be tired times and, you know, wishing you could sleep more, like, you know, most new parents do. But I feel like there's so much love from you for you on the other side, that your angels and your spirit guides and your loved ones and your ancestors are just watching over you so strongly that even on the days when you start to feel like there's no way I'm going to be able to do what I need to do, like, somehow you'll always find the energy, and it's because they're always there providing it for you. You know, they're always there kind of refueling and regenerating and rejuvenating and really helping you in every way that they can, you know. So sometimes those little quick naps that you might take or here and there, it's like that's the time for the angels to give you a recharge, you know, and kind of fill you up with energy again so you can keep on keeping on, you know. But
yes,
I feel like everything is going to be just fine. Does that all make sense?
Yes, so very much. She was having like five minutes apart contractions during the night, but now it's like slowed down, and she said, I want to go take a nap. So it makes perfect sense what you're saying.
Yeah, because 5-minute contractions, I would have thought that would, you know, make it seem like the baby's coming now. But I feel like everything's going to slow down a little bit, and, you know, the baby's going to come in, you know, just a little bit. And I'm not sure exactly how long in the future, but it felt like things are going to slow down for a while.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And
did that answer your question?
Yeah. Do you know if her friend that passed over is still watching over her and her son? Are you there?
I get the feeling like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I was just taking a second to tune in. Yeah, I get the feeling that absolutely. I feel almost like the message that I get, or the feeling that I get, is like almost like wild horses couldn't keep me away. You know, that kind of feeling. Like, you know, absolutely, I'm going to be here. You know, so whoever this was that, you know, crossed over, it's just a really strong love, really strong connection. and absolutely watching over her and watching over her son. One of the things that I like to explain before I do sessions is to let people know that I'm clairvoyant, so I see pictures and images, and I'm clairsentient and claircognizant, so I get a sense or a knowing of things, but I'm not clairaudient. I'm not clairaudient, so I don't actually hear voices talking to me. So sometimes I can't get the message through exactly as your loved one would have said it, you know, but my feeling was absolutely there's nothing that could keep me away. That was the kind of sense that I got.
Oh, cool.
Okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thank you. Thanks so much for calling in today.
Excellent. Thank you. And when I put you back on hold, please hit 1 if you want to continue listening to the show with your phone. Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, let's see. We have Stephen calling in, somebody that you do know. I guess a couple of these people you know. So, and he has a little bit different question for you. So, Stephen, welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Well, thank you very much. Deb, I know you from Facebook, but we've never met in person. I'm from Sturgeon Bay, and I have been working on a book about chi and about energy and about kinetic meditation. And I'm at my fifth chapter, which is all about how heart and mind work together in tandem. And I've been studying the Heart Math Organization and studying about how the heart actually has like neurons that actually may be more important to decision-making than the brain if we can only learn to listen to our heart. And it's so wonderful to hear you in person because I've seen your picture and comments and things on social media, but never got to hear you talking. And it was so interesting earlier when you said something about the heart whispers and you have to learn to listen to it. And I just wanted to ask you, not only for your own personal impressions as in terms of a reading, but also your impressions about heart and heart-mind.
Oh, I love that question. In fact, my business was initially named Heart Light Healing Services, and I felt like part of my gift was in really helping people to, you know, go deeper into their own heart. And one of the things that, you know, sort of happened for me is that, you know how when you, well, you've probably never given birth before, so maybe you don't know, so I have to laugh, but, you know, basically when you go through labor and you give birth, you know, for women we have sort of a rush of that oxytocin and that love feeling that happens, you know, when you have a baby. And I felt like what happened for me is after I had the first two children, it's like my heart just expanded more and more with each child to the point where I have reached awareness, you know, in my own heart that I could sort of love anyone with that unconditional acceptance and love that I felt for my kids. So I just felt this opening happening in my heart and this real desire to listen to, you know, that, you know, that heartfelt, you know, information. And it took me, you know, many years to sort of sort out, you know, what was truly coming from my heart and what was coming from my fear or what was coming from my insecurity. And really, I think you touched on a lot with the heart math work. I was lucky enough to experience, you know, some heart math, the program, you know, with a dear friend of mine named Susan, and she really taught me a lot about how to breathe right into your heart and how to really access, you know, the heart's wisdom. So I feel like there's just a lot of, you know, really beautiful awareness and awakening that happens just by simply breathing and focusing on your heart. You know, it doesn't have to be a very difficult or very challenging thing to just sit back, take a deep breath, you know, breathe nice and deep and steady right into your heart. And, you know, that can really help awaken a lot of insight and intuition and information all by itself. You know, so I feel like that's, you know, that's kind of, for me, has been, you know, a really strong piece of, you know, my being able to listen to. But I very much did, you know, pay attention to my heart's messages and my where I felt guided, you know, and where my heart felt pulled toward, and really listened to that even before I knew anything about heart math.
I spend a lot of time doing kinetic sports. I've done this for 40 years now, racing bicycles and running and skiing and Tai Chi and yoga. And all of these things are about that awareness, gaining a certain amount of intuition in terms of letting your body speak and just shutting down all of the externals and allowing. I feel like sometimes when I go running, that I'm running into the future, that if I just stop thinking, all of this information flows into me. And it's a kind of, I guess, an intuitive presence. And I'm just learning to manage it. It's kind of interesting at the same time when you talk about having a baby. I've had 3 wives and 8 children and lost them all, which is, it seems that my life has been about learning to let go. And it's pretty amazing. And that's mainly what I guess it would be interesting for you to touch on or do a reading, what you see in terms of all of that. Because most recently, it's kind of amazing that someone came into my life a little over a year ago that seems to have had a mirror image of a lifetime of loss. And all of a sudden, both of us seem like we are mirroring, and it's an amazing experience. I seems like we both spent a lifetime getting and losing, and then finally finding each other. Anyway, I'll just be quiet and let you tell me what you see.
That's okay. That's wonderful. So is your question more about just sort of the evolution of what you've been through, or is it more about the future of this new relationship? Or do you maybe just kind of want to...
No, I think it's more about what my concerns are, more about are these children and what it is that my purpose is in their life. Is it just DNA, or, you know, what happened to my role as a father? You know, what do they need? Do they need anything? What am I supposed to do in terms of my relationship with my kids? Because it's like everybody's washed away, like a tidal wave, just kind of one by one by one by one. And I'm not denying any personal responsibility, but at the same time, it seems that women can end relationships and the family leaves altogether, and there you're standing alone on the beach like, wow, what happened? I was a part of a family, and it all washed away. The family goes, they all seem to stick together, and you're sort of on the outside of it looking in.
Anyway. Well, I understand. Yeah, I understand. And, you know, part of that is probably a little bit, you know, cultural, is that here in America, you know, usually the mother is, you know, awarded custody, or usually the children stick with the mother. And it's just something that's kind of, you know, happens a lot here, you know. And so let me just ask your angels and guides what they want to speak on about that, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, apparently you had actually a soul lesson this lifetime about the value and the understanding of building and creating, and then, you know, the imagery that you used of things washing away and just kind of washing out with the tide, you know, and I see like almost like you're building sandcastles, And then, you know, the water comes up and washes the sandcastle away. And in many lifetimes, you've had experience of, you know, not really being able to connect deeply because you were very busy. Like, I see you sort of busy in the business world, you know. So many of your incarnations that were masculine, you know, were based on, like, you sort of fell into that very masculine role of not feeling that connected to your family. And I almost get the feeling there's a little bit of a past life kind of, I don't want to say a replay, but a little bit of a past life, like karmic thing that you were going through, you know, with this experience. Sort of like, you know, you may have had these wives before, and you may have had connection with some of these children before, but maybe didn't value it as deeply. And in this lifetime, it kind of whooshed in and whooshed out. Now, in terms of your connection to them, you know, like, I actually feel that some of these children do need your guidance and do need your love and connection, even if they don't reach out for it. So, like, I get a sense of, like, sometimes people just, you know, kind of get busy or they feel a loyalty, you know, or something going on. But I feel like from the, you know, you said you had 8 children. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, I
4
feel
boys,
like
4 girls.
I feel like from the 8 that there are some of them that really do need your wisdom and guidance, you know. And so that I kind of get a strong feeling, like, reach out even if you feel like they might not want to hear from you. Reach out even if you feel like your advice or your information, you know, is falling on deaf ears. Like, reach out when your heart calls you to reach out, you know, because I feel like it sometimes does, but that you shush it a little bit, you know, and I feel like these kids do need you. You know, maybe the ex-wives not as much, you know. Like, you did your karma with them. You did your things with them. You probably don't need, you know, a lot of contact with them, but the kids do. You know, and I feel like maybe they just don't know to reach out, you know, and sort of like sometimes our angels watch over us, even if we're not reaching out to them. You know, sometimes as parents, it's important for us to, like, extend a little bit, you know, for our kids who may not know how much they need. But to remember that you are part of their roots. You are part of what's helping these children to grow in this world and in this reality. So the love and the support that you offer, even if it's just a little phone call to say, I was thinking of you, you know, that love and support is incredibly valuable in keeping their roots strong and healthy. And so, I mean, I feel like it's a little, like, some of them might be a little, like, standoffish or upset or whatever, but I feel like at least some of the children you could connect with in a way that would be meaningful for both of you, you know, and sometimes I feel like, I'm sorry, what was that?
I was about to say there are 2 children that I am close to that I understand exactly what you're saying in that
okay,
regard.
Okay, good. So you've got at least 2 of the 8 that you're able to connect with.
Yeah, indeed.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
I was feeling like there may be one more, you know, because I was picking up the number 3. I actually, what I was picking up is 3 to 5. So I felt like there would be 3 kind of now-ish and then 5 in the future, you know, but that
That's
some of them
right.
were never.
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay.
The youngest.
And but go ahead.
Yeah, it's the 3rd is the youngest.
Okay.
Still a minor.
Okay. Yeah, and I feel like it's important for you to know that your value in their life, it's like you're more than just the DNA, you know, and I feel like you need to know that too, you know, like it's your angels and guides are coming through very strongly to say you are more than just a sperm donor in these situations. You know, these kids do need you and they do love you, even if they're not able to always communicate that clearly, to know that you're very valued and very worthy, even if they can't always say it. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you very much.
And good luck to you and your new relationship.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. Thank you. I appreciate everything you do. It's really great.
Oh, thank you. Great. Thank you. It's wonderful talking with you today.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling in, Stephen. Appreciate it.
Yep, indeed. I'll just stay tuned.
Sounds good. I'll put you back on hold if you hit one, please. Let's put you in the bottom. Okay. And you have your friend Sandy calling in, but she has someone with her named Rita who would like to talk to you about a reading. Welcome, Sandy and Rita.
Hi.
Let's talk great.
Hello. Yes, hi, Sandy. Yeah, I'm here. How are you?
Hey, how are you, Deborah?
I'm doing pretty well.
Well, I guess we would just like some general angel readings, if that's possible.
Sure, sure. So it's you and Rita are
together?
Yeah,
you met Rita at one of your angel speaks a few years ago.
Yeah, I think I remember her. All right, well, let's see what the angels have to say. Hold on one second.
Okay.
The interesting thing that I see for you, which is unusual, the first thing I see is like the playing of a piano. And I just get this feeling of like, you know, like the black and white keys next to each other, and I feel the playing of music. And I get the feeling that also, like, it kind of brings to mind, like, some of the most tortured souls. You know, like, I don't remember, was that Bach, the composer Bach, that was so tortured but wrote really, really beautiful music? Like, some of the most creative souls are also go through some of the most torturous experiences. And
yep.
So the feeling that I'm getting, Sandy, is to take, you know, the setbacks and the difficulties that you've had and transform them into, you know, some creative force in your world, whatever that may be. It's your creative energy that's going to carry you through, you know, your setbacks and your turmoils and help to make them beautiful. So it's almost like if life drops some lemons in your lap, you know, look at how quickly you can turn that lemon into something gorgeous. Whether it's through, I happen to know that you write poetry, so it could be through your poetry, it could be through other writing, it could be through other ways of creating. Maybe you're going to write song lyrics. Maybe that's why I saw the piano. You know, it's very possible. So to consider that, and sometimes songs, you know, they portray this deep, deep, rich human emotion. And so, like, when people listen to it, you know, and it's like they can listen to that. And so I'm wondering if some of your poetry or some of your writing is going to end up going in that direction to make harmony and peace and, you know, healing for other people that may be going through similar setbacks or similar turmoils. And so I just get this message from your guides is to take your, you know, stuff and let yourself be creative with it and turn it into something beautiful, and that's where you're going to find your harmony. It's not from erasing the garbage from your life. Like, I feel like part of you wants to get a big old eraser and just erase all the junk. But I feel like you don't need to erase the junk, Sandra. There's beauty in that junk. Hold on to, you know, the things that are going on in your world or have gone on in your world and turn that into a vibrational force for healing and creative expression. You know,
well,
like, I've heard
it's about the piano, is that my mother has recently gone into a nursing home, and I got my old piano that I've been wanting for the past 30 years, and I finally have my piano, but I haven't really touched it. So maybe
wow.
It's a little message, like I should play it.
I feel like you should play your piano, and I feel like you should let yourself be free to create music, you know, to create music and lyrics. You're a writer, too.
Yeah.
I think it's a little bit of all of that, Sandra, but I feel like that piano came back to you for a strong purpose. I feel like you've got some stuff in you and you need to set yourself free creatively. Okay?
Awesome.
All right, and now I know Rita's with you. Hello, Rita. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, thank you. Do you have a special question or would you like just an open message like Sandra?
Let's go with the open message.
Okay, let's see what comes up for you. Okay. Well, the thing that shows up for me for you is I see a series of, like, it looks like a tray of, like, grapes and cherries and berries and like delicious little treats or, you know, natural treats on the tray. And the feeling that I got from that is, you know, A, like it's always good, you know, to include those things or whatever in your diet, but also to know that, like, you're meant to have the sweetness in life. You're meant to have some sweet time for a little while. Almost like you've had enough of the bitter, you've had enough of the, you know, difficulties, and to really embrace the sweetness of life right now. And to know, like, these, you know, like, life is getting, like, you're having some wonderful opportunities and some wonderful new things coming your way, and that it's really just a time for you to enjoy the sweetness. You know, like, I looked at your tray, and all I saw were, you know, sweet, delicious fruits. I didn't see, like, anything bitter or anything, you know, difficult. I just saw, like, the sweetness. So the feeling that I get for you, Rita, is let yourself just really enjoy, you know, the sweetness of life. And if things are like, you know, wow, you know, this great little thing just happened in my world, you know, let it happen and accept it and know that it's meant for you. You know, like, you've had, you know, you've had enough workout time, you know, like, you've had enough face your challenges time. Like, it's, you know, it's time for you just to enjoy the sweetness and just for you to enjoy, you know, kind of the goodness of life. Does that make sense to you at all?
Sounds wonderful.
Yeah, and I get the feeling, and it's funny because your fruits are served on a silver platter. And, you know, there's that, you know, that saying is like, oh, life doesn't come to you on this ladder, ha, ha, ha. Yours does. So things are coming to you right now in a much, like, your angels and guides are bringing things to you on a silver platter. Like, you know, life is, like, going to open up some easy, breezy, beautiful experiences for you. And your real job is just to say thank you and just enjoy it. You know, it's like you don't really need to question how or why this goodness is falling into your world. It's just to open your hands and say thank you. Like, I'm, you know, so happy that the universe is providing for me so beautifully.
Anything for my father?
Your father's on the other side, is that what you mean?
Yep.
I feel his presence still with you. I feel him, I get the feeling of something that looks like it could be a block of, I'm not sure if it's a block of wood or if it's a birdhouse. You know, did he leave anything to you, or did he leave behind, like, a birdhouse of some sort or something that he built or made? Was there anything that he left behind that you know of?
Not that I can think of.
He didn't like to feed birds or anything, did he? Because it looked kind of like a birdhouse.
That's not what I associate with him, no.
Well, maybe it's actually crosswired with somebody else today. So let's just see if there's anything else. I do feel your father's presence around you. I saw something that looked like a block of wood. I thought maybe it was a birdhouse or something. I'm not sure what that's about, or I don't know if he left something behind, or maybe something is coming your way. Hold on one second. Let me see what he shows for you. I get the sense that he is really happy that you're remembering him and really happy that you're, like, thinking of him and remembering him, you know, and I get this feeling of kind of like it looks like a ribbon, and I don't know if it's, you know, like a symbol, but I feel like there's something about this ribbon, like a remembrance, you know, like when you want to remember something, you tie a string around your finger kind of thing. Like, I feel like almost like there's a ribbon or something that, you know, he's feeling like you're remembering him, and he's feeling really grateful, you know, for that, that you're remembering him on a regular basis, or you're remembering him.
That is true. I do.
Okay. Yeah, I feel he's really grateful for that. And I feel like he's part of that force in your life that is wanting to open up and make things easier and breezier and smoother for you. So he's part of that force, you know, of opening new opportunities for you.
Okay, and I have. Do you have time for one last question?
If it's okay with Cindy.
We do have a couple more callers here, if you can make it really quick.
Okay. I just asked him if he would be with me next week because I have something coming up. Will he be there?
He says absolutely yes. Yes, he will be there.
Thank you. That's all I wanted. Thank you so much for the reading. I really, really appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Put you guys back on hold. Thanks for calling. Sandy, connect with me on Facebook. I may have some options for you if that music is a goal for you.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
Thanks.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. All right. The next person we have, yeah, we do have a few more callers here. The next one is Emily. And I'll put, I accidentally put somebody else on. I'm putting you back at home, Krista, because the studio jumped, so I hit the wrong one here. Emily, let's see if they come on. It wants to bring her on. There we go. Hi, Emily. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hi. How are you?
All right. How you doing? And you have a question and want a reading for Deborah?
I do. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, Emily. How are you?
A little better. I have a question. I've never actually asked you directly what is my purpose, for one thing. And is going through difficult situations a part of going into that purpose, or is it part of just universal growth?
That is such a great question. And that's really one that can kind of only be answered by trusting your own heart and really deciding. Like, for example, I felt, called to, open the center, Feronia Wellness Center. I got the message almost 20 years ago that I needed to make an alternative health center. And, so I created it and opened it up and did it, a couple years ago. And, and after 2 years of being there, I was really struggling, and I struggled, and I struggled, and I struggled. And people said to me, oh, Deborah, you're not letting the spirits help enough, or, you're not doing this, or you're not doing that. And it's like, and it was such a struggle. And I came to a spot within myself where it's like I really just had to make a decision. Was this, the way that I wanted to keep living, or was this not? Because it really wasn't in alignment with the way I wanted to live my life. I wanted to open a health center, and I want to be able to offer this healing and, and help and assistance to people, but I didn't want to be working 60, 80 hours a week. I didn't want to be dragging my kids into work all the time and making them sit there, and be bored all day. It's like it really just wasn't in alignment with what I really wanted in my life. So I had to back off and realign my purpose. So, if this is what my... I thought about what is my true goal in the center? Like, what's the bottom line? Is I wanted to bring healing to people. Okay, well, how can I bring healing to people that doesn't involve me having to work this many hours and doesn't involve me having to be stressed about carrying, this much responsibility? So I could step back and I could find a way to share healing in a different format. So when you're looking for your, and you're trying to define like what's really best for you in your life, that can change, based on listening to your heart, like your heart brought you to this relationship or your heart brought you to this particular position. Like have you ever fallen in love with someone and then found out later that relationship has got to end?
Yes.
Happens to all of us, And that's the same with pursuing your purpose and your passion in life. Whatever your dreams and goals and aspirations are, as you pursue them, you may find there's another step that comes after that or something else you might like even better. Like I loved what I did at Feronia. That was a beautiful experience. As it came to a close, I knew there was going to be something I was going to enjoy even more than that. And every relationship does that, every dream for your business and all of your aspirations and goals. So as you're building towards your, quote, purpose, really to take into consideration that the way that you play things out, and this is something I like to explain to people a lot, so thank you so much for bringing this up. A lot of times we feel like, okay, if my purpose is as a healer, then I must do Reiki. That's what I have to do. But that's not entirely true. There are many, many ways to bring healing into the world. So if your purpose is as a healer, you can find many different ways. You can be a massage therapist. You can be an acupuncturist. You can be an energy healer. You can be a biofeedback technician. You can be a crystal healer. I mean, there's like an infinite number of ways to play out that one singular, you know, vision or aspiration. And if you feel your purpose is as a teacher, you know, that means you could go to school and teach elementary school. You could teach English as a second language. You could teach how to repair a car. You know, there's just so much. There's a wealth of different ways that we can share our purpose. So with me, as you know, my purpose as a healer is to share anything and everything I can to help people grow on their path and help them evolve. And so whatever your singular purpose may be, that's between you and your personal preferences, you know, of how you want to play that out in the world. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, because I've been so focused on, you know, the job. What do I do with the job? Where am I going with the career that I haven't really stopped to think about what I do want to do with myself after I, you know, find said career just to have something going. I feel like there's something – I know there are other things that I need to be doing in conjunction with that. So that actually makes a whole lot of sense. And right now I essentially feel like I'm being bum-rushed by the universe. I've got a whole bunch of experiences that and situations that just came together over the last few days, and I feel like there are a lot of lessons there that I need to be paying attention to.
Well, I love your word choice of bum-rush. It feels to me like, you know, like what's happening is your energy field is opening up right now to release all the stuff that you don't need to be carrying anymore.
Oh,
so anything and everything that's going on in your world is all kind of activating the release process for you. So your fears, your insecurities, your frustrations, your worries, your tensions, your stresses, like that stuff is coming to the surface right now, so that it can be kind of washed away and released from your consciousness. It's not meant for you, you know, so you don't have to necessarily dive into why is this happening and what past life did it come from and why am I creating this, but instead go, oh, well, that's not in alignment with who I want to be and how I want to live my life, so I can let all this go now. I can forgive the people I need to forgive. I can wash myself clean of this situation, you know, and I can move forward. You know, another friend of mine and I were talking not too long ago about, you know, about karma and how, you know, karma, you know, like past life karma or, you know, early this life karma, whatever it might be, like karma's over when you say it's over. Like as soon as you say, like, wow, that's enough of that lesson, you know, that's when you can let that lesson go. You know, like, okay, hey, I banged my head against the wall on this one long enough. I don't have to experience this anymore. I forgive myself, I release myself from this lesson, and I allow myself to just create whatever it is in my life that's going to bring me joy and happiness.
Yep, and I actually just started doing that recently, and it's actually something that you posted at one point that I'm using to help clear some of that stuff away. I think you did one on karmic lesson number 2, I think it was called, forgiveness. That's
a great one.
I used it and changed the name, put in the names that I needed to put in there. And that's helping.
Awesome. Oh, very good. And as you use, as we use these tools like affirmations and prayer and meditation, and they're all just tools for transforming our energy, you know, which ultimately transforms our reality, you know. So using that tool to like let go of whatever this stuff is about, make peace, make forgiveness with yourself and everyone else. As you do that, that's exactly what rushes all that stuff out of your system. It's almost like everything that was inside of your world that, you know, needed forgiveness comes up and says, okay, hey, forgive me too. you know, so you can forgive and forget and move on.
Exactly. It's like there are certain feelings that are coming up, and then there's something is all being put in front of me to, okay, deal with the situation, now move on. Let it go, move on.
Yeah.
And it's old stuff. It's old stuff from my past that's come up a lot. And I'm finding that I'm able to actually move past the situation, whereas before it would have just done horrible things to my, you know, self-confidence and subconscious and the whole bit. So it's been an interesting weekend. Very interesting. And the last thing I have is a girlfriend of mine that passed away a few years ago keeps popping into my head. So I'm feeling like somebody's trying to say something to me. I'm not sure if it's her or my friend Joni. Her name is Claudia.
Okay.
But somebody out there is saying something and I can't quite figure it out. And it's a today thing.
It's a what thing?
It's some things that I'm supposed to know today and I'm not grasping it. I feel like I keep getting poked.
All right, let me see what I pick up from the other side for you. I feel like the female energies that are around you are trying to help you clear up some connections to men, you know? So I feel like almost like they're trying to help you navigate toward, you know, healthier relationships. It's like they're trying to help you clean up some of the stuff in you to help you find a better relationship. So
right.
I get the feeling that that's what this friend of yours, I feel like actually they're both probably there. Because I feel like a series of females watching over you. And I feel like all these females are surrounding you to kind of say, okay, go this direction. And that's going to help you get a better relationship, a healthier relationship, help you, you know. And once you do that, it's weird because I feel like what happens as soon as you start heading in the healthier direction, it's going to feel new and it's going to feel different than what you've had in the past. So you may not experience that, like, oh, I'm totally head over heels in love for this guy, and I, like, just got to have him, you know. What you might experience is just this feeling of walking gently into love. Like, oh, I kind of like this guy, you know.
Like
I enjoy him.
I'm kind of there with somebody at the moment. I don't know how that's gonna turn out, but, you know, I figure that'll show itself, or this is the last one before I find the right person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Seems like it's one or the other. But I'm just moving slow with that kind of thing right now and trying to focus on me. And the funny thing about the two women is they're both redheads too, and that just fits right along with my signs.
Oh, interesting. I just felt a lot of female empowerment on the other side, like a lot of watching around, helping you tap into your, you know, divine feminine, helping you to, you know, feel your power, feel your strength, find some, you know, healthier, better relationships.
Cool.
All right. Great. Thank you, Emily.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Appreciate
you.
We got one more call. We got get in here, so I'm going to put you back on hold.
Okay.
All right, Deva, we have Krista coming on the line. Krista.
Hello.
Welcome to Purpose of Creo.
Thank you.
Any question for Deva, a reading you would like?
Well, I would, if I could get a reading, that would be wonderful. I had, last year for me was a year of healing, and no matter how much I tried to work on my goals and my dreams, the opportunities just weren't working for me. But I did get amazing opportunities to heal spiritually and physically and even deep on a cellular level. And then it lasted for like a year to date. And then all of a sudden everything changed and I've been receiving some amazing opportunities for my dreams and my goals. And it keeps me busy and I'm enjoying the work because it feels like I'm just dancing with everything, but also there's a lot of transitions in the opportunities that I kind of have to jump forward and know what transitions to go with and what opportunities to follow and what opportunities not to. So I was curious if my angels and guides had any advice or encouragement for me through these exciting times.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your question. Let me see what comes through for you today. Interestingly enough, what they showed me, it looked almost magical. Like I saw, like, you know, the old-fashioned disco floors that would have the lights lighting up, kind of, you know, and you step forward and the lights kind of light up underneath the floor. And what I saw is as you stepped onto one of, you know, like one of the pieces or one of the lights, like sometimes they would just kind of like you'd step on it and then it would, you know, fall down or fall away from you. So I kind of get the feeling that as soon as you step onto something that's not really like for your highest vibrational experience, it's like it's going to automatically fall out of your life just as you touch it, you know. So it's like you don't even necessarily have to worry about making the wrong choice because, you know, the quote wrong choice, because whatever it is that you're walking toward will disappear if it's not meant for you, you know. Like sometimes things will just, you know, sort of pop into our reality and we'll think, oh, is this the direction I'm supposed to go, you know, and then all of a sudden the person goes, no, position failed, you know. Like I just get the feeling like if there's anything that's not meant for you, like spirit's going to take it, you know, take it away, like right away. So I don't get the feeling that you even really have to worry about that, the choices, because I feel like as you step on things, certain things will just release. Like if you were walking on a cobblestone, you know, like thing, and like some of the stones would fall off or fall away, I get the idea that certain things that come into your world will just kind of fall right back out. You know, they'll surface and then they'll release. Surface and then release. And the ones that you're meant to be in won't release. You know, they'll stay. You know, so for as long as, you know, for as long as you're meant to be doing that, it'll stay in your life. Does that make sense at all?
Oh, that's perfect. That's how it goes. And that's exactly how it goes. I just kind of follow them all, and some of them stay and end up being just amazing opportunities I could never have imagined, and some things I follow, but I don't follow when they don't follow through. And they don't follow through. They just start out, but then they, that's wonderful. That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, it's interesting because I saw like this disco floor with lights lighting up and then a piece would just move away, you know, so I realized like you don't have to worry, like you can't make a wrong choice. The wrong choices will just leave you anyway, you know, like you're so connected to your, you know, to your light and to your highest and best good, you know, it's like you're just so connected to that, that, you know, that the choices that are not the right vibration for you just kind of vanish and kind of become unavailable after that. And, you know, so it's like they come to you to kind of give you inspiration or give you ideas, but they are, you know, they move away from you when they're not right.
Oh, and just to add some symbolic neatness to that, everything I do is kind of a reflection of what other people are doing and to help them shine and to, you know, to see that beautiful essence in them and give them a place to shine. And so having it a disco ball and the reflections and the light is just, I mean, that's just really amazing. Thank you. That's so neat.
Oh, that's wonderful. The last thing your angels want to say to you before we let you go is they're giving you I want to say almost like an award, like an Oscar, like a trophy or something. I see they're presenting you with an award, and it's this beautiful golden, you know, golden shape or figure or whatever. And the feeling that I get from it is like you have really embodied, you know, the golden, you know, manifestation energy, you know, from spirit. Like you have embodied this in your lifetime so beautifully that they're wanting to award you and wanting to let you know, like you're getting the winning award for like best supporting, you know, coach or something, like best supporting something. I don't know what it is. So I don't know exactly what you do, but best supporting light shiner, maybe. But I just get the feeling like they're bringing you an award to say, like, you know, they're really happy for all of the beautiful work you do in this world and all the ways that you are helping, you know, helping others to shine the light.
Oh, what an honor. Oh, my goodness.
Okay, Krista, I'm going to give you 15 seconds to talk about what you're doing next week on the show, because that was about the it fits right in with what Deborah just read for you. So that's about
okay.
all the time we got.
Okay, Christabel's newsletter is a magazine who publishes brilliant ideas from all around the world, and we are having our first annual gratitude giveaway party on Purpose Talk Radio next week, June 30th. We'll be announcing prizes for anybody who joins our Facebook event can win prizes, and anybody who gets on our email list can join prizes as well. If you go to Bell's News, BellsMuse.com, you can get all the information you need there, or you can contact me there also, and I'll be happy to forward you to the information so you can win a prize on Purpose Talk Radio next Monday.
Excellent. And next week we will also be talking about Positive News Day and Positive News Month. Deborah, you got 10 seconds to give us your contact information one more time because we're going to be going off the air.
Thanks so much, Cindy. It's Deborah Lightheart. excuse me, DeborahLightheart.com.
Excellent, folks. Thank you all for being on the air. We've got 33 seconds. I wish you all soul blessings and have a great week. Thank you all for being part of Purpose Talk Radio.
Thank you, Cindy.
Thank you.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.